through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Good, thanks. That last little bit on that track was so cool.
I know. I mean, actually, I say it's weird, but it is cool. And they all kind of knit together in a cool, weird way. I think the album's going to be awesome.
That is so sick. The biggest one that I can remember from my childhood of an album, weirdly, that would do that is Tumbawamba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a great
They had
record.
All these crazy little stings at the end of their tracks, or just spoken word poetry about some socialist movement in Britain.
Oh, so good.
During the Thatcher era. It was crazy. Anyway.
This is kind of all weirdly linking us on a very, tangential way into our first topic this morning, which I think if anyone's on music Twitter at the moment, it's popping off. Because
look at you, you professional broadcaster with your segues. Well done.
There's some weird things going on out there.
Full credit to you, Rachel. You sent me a message, bring my attention to this, which I hadn't seen, because this has just happened really in the last few hours that it's been announced. Bit of context. So there's this company called Epic Games. They make Fortnite, which is one of the highest grossing video games in the world right now. They also make the Unreal Engine, which is a sort of bit of software that's used to make games and increasingly used in the film and TV industry as well. They're pretty famous not just for being big and successful, but also for going to court with Google and Apple and I think Valve as well at one point for disputes over how much of a cut these corporations take for having basically their games hosted on Apple's platform and Google's platform and Valve storefront. They're also a company that welcomed NFTs and blockchain games after Steam banned them from their platform last October. Well, this company, Epic Games, just bought Bandcamp, and everyone's freaking out.
Yes, that is the vibe. Opening my laptop this morning, expecting to see lots of hot takes about Pornicky. Instead, it was lots of people being like, this wasn't on my apocalypse bingo card, thanks very much. What's going on?
No, people are pretty upset about it on the whole. I think the mood is pretty grim. Bandcamp, I would venture to say that 99% of BFM's audience knows at least tangentially what Bandcamp is, but it's a online platform that's existed for 14 years that has allowed musicians to sell their work in an independent way and act as a really effective and pretty beautiful discovery platform.
Totally.
That has grown very solidly and steadily just by winning the trust of artists and music lovers, by remaining steadfastly independent and artist-centric and just providing a really good solid platform that doesn't have too many bells and whistles,
where
artists can actually get a good cut of the profits. And for a long time, they've been seen as sort of a kind of an ethical answer to the likes of Spotify and Apple Music, which obviously take a huge amount of money out of artists' pockets when sales get made. And for this, this sort of last holdout in terms of a big independent online platform and place where musicians can sell their wares, for that to be sold and gobbled up by Epic Games is it's just kind of more of the same, isn't it?
I think that's what seems to be the major theme, is a lot of anxiety because, especially in the last year, people have really come out swinging for Bandcamp as well, because they've done things like Bandcamp Fridays, of which there is one this Friday, where they give 100% profits to the artists, and things that have sort of really allied them more than they already were with independent music makers. And I think quite rightly there's a lot of sort of concern about what it could mean for them to be bought. What is your take on it? What do you think could come from this, Tim?
Well, maybe foolhardy for a commentator, but actually I would like to lean on some tweets from people who know far more about this than I do, who are just a selection of sort of opinions from Twitter of some musicians who have their work on Bandcamp. This one's from Jack DeQuaid, who's at Not Quite Real. Deeply skeptical of Bandcamp's sale to Epic, as well as the idea that a perfectly good and presumably stable product, quote, has to grow /has to seek out exciting new avenues. Sometimes the most artist-friendly thing is doing one thing well and with stability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think that is reflected in a lot of the commentary. It does feel a little bit Bells of Doom vibes.
It's just that kind of never-ending march of capitalism, right? That you build a good product and you develop it and it gets a great following and you figure it out and it's awesome and it's serving its need. But then there is this presumed outcome by some that you have to be always growing it and growing its audience, yeah, and selling it to someone bigger. That's really rubs particularly artists up the wrong way, who often don't think like that.
Yeah, for sure. Someone's just texted in, growth sucks, quality rules. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So is there any potential for possibly good stuff out of this? I'm scraping for a silver lining here.
I mean, realistically, Epic Games is freaking massive and has a truckload of resources. And, you know, they've got all the regular PR spin that's come out with the statements to announce the sale, that they'll be retaining their artist-centric motivations within the platform as they go forward and all of that stuff. I mean, all of these sorts of statements have been made in the past and haven't come true. But there is an unlikely but possible outcome where just the resources of Epic Games kind of flow into Bandcamp, and Bandcamp is kept somewhat independent. To be honest, it's kind of weird to say this, but Microsoft in the gaming sphere has sort of proved that this can be done. Microsoft have been on a real tear over the last few years buying different studios, and they haven't really messed them up.
Okay.
So there is a model for kind of buying these assets and keeping them independent. There is one thing I just want to reflect. This was from someone called Two Mallow Makes on Twitter, who's a musician, about, you know, how we as consumers should be treating this news. I'll just read the tweet. Bandcamp shows the huge effect a small amount of core supporters have on artist income. It shows that sustenance is available to those not just massively popular or connected. It's ideal and it shouldn't get better, but it is. All I ask today is for you to please not stop using it. So that is to say, like, we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. This is a platform that's still serving artists in the moment. And perhaps until they screw it all up, you know, we shouldn't be jumping off the ship just yet.
Totally. And I mean, it's been in the past, Bandcamp's been very responsive to their community. So it will be interesting to see if they are listening to the concern that's coming out at the moment. I'm sure they're probably prepared for that concern, so it will be very interesting to see what comes from that too. Thanks for bringing us a bit of an intro into that, Tim. Maybe we'll keep an ear and an eye on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
There's plenty of other things happening in the news cycle, though. What on earth has caught your attention?
Just to skip through a few things. I mean, Wellington, there's nothing particularly insightful that I have to say about it, except to say that it's sort of been my assessment that the mainstream media have actually done a pretty phenomenal job over the last 23 days of this occupation of our parliament. I had sort of dueling live streams up yesterday following the news along on TVNZ, and I also, you know, loath as I am to bring them up, I'd like to try and get a sense of what the other side is watching as well. So I was watching some of their live streams to follow when things were really kicking off with police. And the journalists, I mean, it's I think it's an important reminder for everyone that journalists don't get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they've been facing like death threats just by virtue of going to work. They've been physically threatened. They've been spat on. They've been hurled abuse. They are being tracked down online and being threatened there as well. And they are providing an incredibly essential service to all of us for bringing us the information on what's happening in the country around us. So a bit of a salute to the news media. And I just hope that the people who were sort of involved with bringing us this coverage, particularly in person, are being supported by their workplaces and communities, because I can't imagine that was an easy time to go through for them.
Hard out. Okay, that is Pōneki. It's a lot to process. I think we're all feeling a bit ugh about it. What else is happening?
I've got other things. We got TikTok's cranking up the length of their maximum videos to 10 minutes.
Ooh, what was it currently?
3.
Ooh, that is quite the jump.
Yeah, so I don't know. TikTok scares the shit out of me. I don't like to interact with it. It's a very scary platform to me, just because of how AI driven it is and how good it is at what it does. But you know, if you like TikTok, guess what? There's now over 3 times as much of it potentially.
Crikey.
These long videos.
Okay.
Also, TVNZ's longest-serving CEO, Kevin Kendrick, finished yesterday.
True.
After almost a decade in the role. He came from Spark, and so yeah, I actually think he's been a pretty effective CEO for the state broadcaster. He sort of transitioned TVNZ into the digital age a lot faster than I think some other CEOs would have, because he came from telecom. He knew the writing on the wall. He saw where broadband internet was going for New Zealand households.
Yeah.
And he really made a push to develop TVNZ's online offering before a lot of people would think it had made sense to. I mean, you got to remember that Netflix only launched in New Zealand in 2015, but basically Kevin Kendrick came in and really shored up their on-demand platform as one of his first ports of call. The new guy, starting from today, is Simon Power, who's a former National MP under the Key government. He was Minister of Justice, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Commerce, Consumer Affairs, and more recently he's been the interim CEO of Westpac. So this all sits against the context of, it's funny, I've been talking about this literally on BFM, I think, for 2 years now, but the merger.
Ah, yes, that old nugget.
Yeah, between TVNZ and RNZ, which COVID kind of scarpered the immediate plans for. Apparently, this is sort of always being said, but we're getting an announcement on that quite imminently, on what's happening there, but it looks like it is going ahead in some form. And, I'll go a real quick downer and then an upbeat. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, as part of the UN, released its latest report. It basically got zero coverage because of a combination of what's been happening in Ukraine and here in New Zealand, what's been happening in Wellington. So I would encourage people to look up some stories on that. The Guardian's always a good place to get some well thought out mainstream coverage of those sorts of reports. And we had the New Zealand TV Awards, which is a nice thing that happened to celebrate some of the people making TV in our country. Creamery won Best Drama, which was a fantastic show made by the makers of Friday Night Bites and Flat 3. And Wellington Paranormal got Best Comedy. Hayley Sparrow got Best Presenter, if have you been paying attention. Best Current Events Affairs Program went to The Hui. Reporter of the Year went to Michael Mora at News Hub. And interestingly, Tove O'Brien won Best News Presenter for Discovery, but she's actually starting very soon at MediaWorks' new venture, Today FM's breakfast show. She's been sitting out a restraint of trade, which has been stopping her working for the last 3 months.
Lots going on in the old media world then. Thanks for bringing us a window into it, Tim. Always a good path through. Take care until the next time, and we will talk next week.
Hopefully a little lighter next week, eh? Let's just chill out a bit.
Some nice cat videos, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you later.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.